This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it's Wednesday, and I'm presuming fresh off of his, he's been traveling too. Everybody I know travels. I don't ever get to travel. They get to travel, I get to stay here. So that's, but that's cool. That's what I chose. But fresh off of the 2A rally in Washington, D.C., we're joined by Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Yes, I'm very glad to be here, Bill. Traveling isn't all it's made up to be. I may enjoy it a little bit when I get there, but the traveling part is not so great.
I know. Some of that was sort of facetious on my part. So
yeah, I kind of thought it might have been tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, tell me about this rally. What did you think about the rally?
Well, it was very interesting. I thought it was fairly successful. There were more people that showed up than kind of I had expected. The weather was perfect. About 2,000, according to my calculations and count, showed up. Now, I had to do estimates from my pictures, but I think at the height of the rally, that would be reasonably close. I mean, if I had an overhead shot, I could give you a much more precise picture. But I did use valid techniques to try to get a good approximation. So we got about 2,000, I think. Right. And these were activists. You know, these were people who were committed to preserving and restoring the Second Amendment. So, and there were 2,000 of them. They came from all over the country. We had some from as far away as Hawaii and California. I didn't happen to run across anybody from Alaska. That doesn't mean they weren't there. But a lot of activists from Virginia and, Maryland, New Jersey. So there were quite a few that were there. And sorry for that beeping. They were enthusiastic. They very much enjoyed the rally. And it was a success. They had about 30 people, and I think they did an effective job, 30 speakers, effectively promoting Second Amendment rights. Hello?
I'm just listening to your oratory, sir.
Yeah, okay. So I just wanted to make sure. I had an attempted interruption here, but I tried to just ignore. I hope it didn't come across too much.
I didn't hear it.
So anyway, it was a success. And there were some interesting things. Someone, and I have his name in my notes, I just have to hunt for it, but there were individual people, and that's what struck me about this crowd. There was a lot of individual initiative that were just took it upon himself to get a bunch of Gun Save Lives orange stickers, about 3 inches in diameter, and I think there was more than one person, and they just started distributing among the crowd. And you look at pictures from the crowd, and you see it's kind of spotted with orange polka dots because so many people were wearing these Gun Save Lives stickers. And then another theme was that Second Amendment supporters should unite and not attack each other. And I really can't say that I heard any attacks against the NRA. So it was, you know, the speakers were pretty much holding to that. Now, I don't recall the NRA sending a speaker, and I'm not sure if they were invited, because I think one of the themes of this rally was to show that there's a lot of support for the Second Amendment that doesn't depend on the NRA, and that the strength of the support for the Second Amendment in the United States is not the NRA, it's the 100+ million gun owners that are out there. And there are probably a good couple million activists that that work hard to restore the Second Amendment in the United States. So I had a good time. The weather was great. I think the temperature got up to about 55, clear right. sky, light winds, and just a very good day. I did hear a couple of complaints that the audio system was not quite as good as they'd like it to be. Now, it really varied by the speaker. Some speakers came across loud and clear, and others not so much. And I'm not sure entirely if it was the audio speaker, but I've seen this many times, that people just don't know the proper technique to use a microphone, and they don't get close enough to that microphone to make full use of the system, of the broadcast system.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's something you've noticed. And there were some very good stories told, but I was not paying as much attention to the speakers as I was to the crowd. And so I must say that I didn't hear everything. But it was at the end, I took some after-action shots of the area as people had mostly left, and the grounds, as expected, were spotless. Nobody left any trash. It was all picked up.
Yeah, no occupies. Yeah.
Because the real comparison here is you've got people who are committed to the rule of law, they want the Constitution to be enforced, they want their rights, you know, that are in the social contract we call the Constitution enforced, they're ultra-responsible, law-abiding people, and they don't leave any trash. I mean, that kind of all goes together. And then if you have a group that doesn't want the Constitution enforced, thinks the Constitution is illegitimate, doesn't like the rule of law, thinks responsibility is an evil part of, I don't know, should we call it white privilege? There's just people that hate the existing order. It's not too surprising that they leave trash everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a serious contrast.
Well, it's a sign of respect. You know, it's a sign of,
Yes, it is. And a sign of that understanding that out of chaos, you've got to have some order in order for society to function. And it seems like a lot of the people on the left really don't want order as much as they want chaos. And some of them, unfortunately, I think, believe if they get enough chaos, they'll be able to come out on top with lots of power. Hopefully,
yeah.
We won't go through that.
Yeah, well, the thing about that, though, is, and I mean, I don't know if you saw, well, you know what, we'll talk about this in the next break. I think you would find this fascinating. If you don't already know about it, I think you would find this fascinating. So, Dean, of course, is the most read man that writes about the gun topic in the world, in the United States, which, as far as private gun ownership is concerned, it probably should be the world. So, you can find a lot of his stuff at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. Did you see, you're talking about how we picked up, and you know, the gun rights activists picked up their garbage and left the place the way they found it. Did you see where the Antifa types are very upset with Obama for getting out there and saying, you guys need to be a little more realistic?
Yes, well, it was I think he was talking at least as much to what I would call the, you know, social justice warriors who seem to be willing to try to destroy people over the slightest pretext on the internet. And he said, look, that's not real. And they came back after him. I mean, I have to admit, I kind of agreed with Obama on that. I mean, you're bound to agree with somebody once in a while, right? So, well, I disagreed with him on most things. I agree with him on this. This idea that everybody has to be ideologically pure in every word they say is literally out of Mao and Pol Pot and Stalin. And probably even to some extent with the Nazis. I don't think they were quite as bad on their thought control as the Stalinists, but, you know, maybe they just didn't have enough time to be so. But that's what it is you're saying there should be no freedom of speech. People can't have an opinion. Anything that goes against your ideology must be stamped out. The whole idea of hate speech. And he basically came out and said, no, nah, don't do that. That's not effective. And he's being pilloried for it, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, you know, that the fact that they make that loop around where they eventually have to eat their own always sort of cracks me up.
Well, and this is, if you study the history of leftist movements, this is real common in these revolutions, is that, you know, a group takes over, and then it divides into a couple of groups, and one of them says they're more pure than the other one, and then they decimate and generally kill off and jail people, whoever they defeat. And then that group subdivides into a couple of more, and one of them claims it's more pure than the other one, and they fight, and some of them get jailed and killed and so on, and it goes on ad infinitum until you have one person at top. And everybody is terrified of him because they don't want to go to jail or get killed.
Yeah.
So that's what happens in these leftist groups, and I don't want to see it in the United States. But I'd say the closest we've come in recent years, well, if you go back for a century, Woodrow Wilson was pretty bad about jailing his enemies and trying to stomp out freedom of speech. And then Franklin FDR during World War II wasn't much of a slouch either. And then, of course, we have Obama with the IRS. And various people that in the media that he persecuted when they would, like Sharon Atkinson, for example.
Yeah, he went after the media pretty hard. He was bugging people and everything else. It was straight out of a movie.
Yeah, what's funny is they abs the media almost to a person. The vast majority of them just loved him and you know, lauded him and spent most of their time saying how wonderful he was. And then, if a few people, you know, didn't bow down, he went after them, I think, much more than President Trump has ever done. It wasn't just calling them out. You know, there was surveillance of their phones and emails and things like that. And I suspect there was more than we know of.
Yeah, most of that probably got swept under the rug, I would think.
Well, you know, when you're doing stuff like that in our society, you keep it secret. And it takes a lot to ferret it out. And I think that's part of why this president is so hated by the deep state. They don't want their misdeeds to come to light.
Yeah, I could see that. I can see that. Except I think very shortly we're going to be seeing a whole bunch of stuff happening on the...
I hope so.
With the deep state.
I'm positive about it, too. I think we will, but, you know, it's taken quite a while. People, of course, they want all their ducks exactly in a row, perfectly lined up, because they know the media is something like 95% against them. And so they have to have everything just right, so they don't present much of a target. So let's see. Well, we have Oklahoma, where they now, in practice, are a constitutional carry state.
Right.
And I'll probably make a little trip up there while I'm here in Texas. It's not too far away, just so I can see what's going on. I can already predict it won't be much. These leftist anti-freedom types, I guess maybe we should call them, that don't want the restoration of the Second Amendment, are constantly saying how there's going to be blood in the streets if constitutional carry or shall issue or any reduction of their suffocating restrictive regimes is done. And yet when it happens, nothing happens. There's no blood in the street. It just doesn't happen. And then, you know, a few years later, if you're really diligent and you track down somebody who is all out against it and you say, well, what are you going to say now that nothing happened? Well, I'm glad I was wrong. But that's about the best you can hope for.
I'm glad I was wrong. Yeah, that. But that's the thing, though. We've heard that repeatedly, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
That's always an excuse because...
Probably 15 times, no?
More than that.
There are 16 states with constitutional carry now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, and plus, there are all the other states that were no issue or may issue that have switched over to shall issue. And when that happens, so there's probably another 20 or 30 times for that. And then there's been more. I mean, because all of this is incremental. We'd start out with a pretty restrictive shall issue bill. And then we'd take off restrictions bit by bit. You know, first we'd make it so that, you know, you didn't have to have the gun on your left side in a particular type of holster only on every day, but except Sunday on certain lanes, you know.
Let me get you to hold up right there. Yeah. Let me get you to hold right there. We'll be right back. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising his choices for the federal bench.
My administration and Republicans in Congress have now confirmed more than 150 federal judges.
Speaking at the White House, the president also says that the numbers keep rising and the figures represent quality and quantity. President Trump is praising his choices for the federal bench. Speaking at the White House, the president notes the number of approved federal judges.
In terms of, I'd like to say, quality and quantity, we are going to be, I think, just about number one by the time we finish, number one of any president.
Wednesday night, President Trump is holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Louisiana, and former AG Jeff Sessions will run for his old Senate seat in Alabama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking with Dean Weingarten, fresh off of the 2A event in Washington, D.C. Let's sort of segue, if we can, please, sir. Let's go talk about this young lad, this Dmitry Andrychenko, a Second Amendment advocate out of Missouri, I believe. Is that where he's from?
Yeah, he's out of Missouri. And he had some bad timing. I think he was trying to do a good thing. He wanted to demonstrate open carry in support of the Second Amendment and to see what the response would be in Walmart. But he chose to do it less than a week after mass murder at El Paso in Walmart.
Right.
And he wore some body armor, sort of a tactical vest type body armor, and had an AR slung on his chest and a pistol. And he videoed himself with his phone as he went into the Walmart, and people, having been upset over the mass murder in El Paso, were concerned because this was a bit out of the ordinary. And the manager of the one of the customers had her boyfriend call 911, and the manager of the store hit the fire alarm for everybody to evacuate the Walmart, and the police showed up, and a citizen pulled his licensed firearm on Andrychenko and held him for until the police showed up. And Andriychenko cooperated with everybody, and he didn't challenge anybody, and he didn't threaten anybody. So it was pretty clear right from the beginning that he wasn't trying to accomplish any nefarious end. And a bunch of people called for, you know, draconian punishments against him. And I recall writing at the time, no, that's not going to apply. He didn't do any of the terroristic threat things that people are saying he should be charged with. It doesn't fit. It says you have to knowingly do it, and he wasn't trying to accomplish that at all, and it was well documented. And I predicted that they would not charge him with first-degree terroristic threat, and they didn't. The prosecutor went with second degree, and I said that was going to be a placeholder for a plea bargain, and that they would probably try to get third degree. And as it turned out, they went even lower. They got, you know, knowingly causing a false complaint, which is a Class B misdemeanor. And he gets 2 years probation, but he's never been in trouble with the law, so I don't think the probation is going to cause him much trouble. There wasn't anything in the plea bargain that said he had to give up his guns or body armor. And in fact, in the plea bargain, it said that he would have to take firearms training as part of the plea bargain. Oh, throw me into that briar patch.
Yeah.
So, you know, it could have turned out really badly for him, but he's in Missouri. Missouri is a constitutional carry state. They have open carry, and one of the witnesses said, well, I've seen people open carry in Walmart quite a bit, and it never bothered me before, but this guy, it just seemed different, so I was concerned. So you can see, I think the timing was bad. He had several family members tell him, no, it's too close to the event. Don't do this right now the way you're planning it. And he actually tried to get help to do it a little differently that wouldn't have been quite as threatening. He wanted to have his sister videotape him instead of he videotaping himself. And that would have been showing that it was more of a media event than any threat. But he wasn't able to get help, and he went ahead, and, you know, it caused made national news. But I think he'll learn a lot from it. I expect him to be a dedicated Second Amendment advocate in the future.
He's a relatively young fellow, isn't he?
He just turned 21.
Yeah.
And he has his first child, too.
Yeah.
He was born while he was incarcerated for a couple days. So, yeah, this is an event that will be imprinted on his personality for a while. In the article I wrote about it, I said, look, in the next 2 years with probation, gives him time to pay attention to his family and get his young child and family taken care of for a couple of years, and then he can get along with his life, and I expect great things of him.
Yeah. Me too.
You know, you could argue that he shouldn't have gotten any penalty, but, you know, I have to admit the timing was bad, and the penalty is not real great. And the risk of prosecution, if they went for, you know, a felony conviction,
right,
is, and just the cost of the defense is going to be tens of thousands of dollars. So I easily could see why he took the plea deal. It was a pretty good deal for everybody. The prosecutor doesn't have to worry about the difficulty of him saying, well, you're falsely arresting me because I didn't do anything wrong, and trying to get a civil lawsuit against him for deprivation of rights under color of law. I mean, and the Walmart manager, because this young fellow pled guilty, doesn't have to worry about those things either.
Right.
So everybody gained with this plea deal. I don't see that he lost very much. And so,
well,
it's a pretty mild slap on the wrist.
Let's ask a question here. I mean, we got a couple of minutes here before we go to break. Let's ask this quick question.
Yeah.
So was this youthful stupidity to where he decided to test this? I mean, I see people do this all the time where they get out there and say, well, I'm doing a First Amendment audit or a police audit, where they're getting out there, and I don't know why they want to test this or whatever it is, but it's always
for... Yeah, I see First Amendment ones, and I think these people are kind of on the edge, but that's not bad. You have to have somebody to test the limits to preserve your rights.
Sure.
Now, I think that Dmitry, or Dmitry, I'm not sure if there's two I sounds on the end of it, he just used a little bit youthful indiscretion. He did not have the mature judgment that he'll have in a couple more years. His family told him, don't do it this time in this way. And it was just some bad luck that he didn't get any help. He actually had better judgment, but instead of waiting for a little better time or until he could get him more help, he just forged ahead.
It's probably very good luck he didn't get shot.
All of us in our youth have made errors, and we look back on it and say, wow, yeah, I sure was lucky I survived that.
Yeah, yeah, that's very, very true.
I mean, I've got it. I suspect most people have. I'm not going to talk about my errors, but they were there.
Let's not. Let's talk about what you do before we go to break. Dean is the most well-read person that writes about the gun genre because of the various things within the gun genre that he covers. Whether it's bears that make meals out of elk hunters or Second Amendment rallies or constitutional carry states that are coming on board, he has written about it. And you can find all of this at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking with Dean Weingarten. You caught Joy Behar.
Yes. <Jeez.
laughs> Joy Behar. I have no idea why this woman is famous. Is there some TV series she's been on that I never watched, or is she like a comedian I've never heard of?
Man. I can't say that. She's on The View, and that's a pretty widely watched show.
Yeah, but what'd she do before that?
Well, it's a good question. It's not like I would follow her. But when someone states something with such clarity, which ordinarily is kept hidden and not allowed in polite company, which is obvious to anybody who studies the issue, it's worth mentioning. And she did it in public. You're not supposed to do that. She said, if you're going to take away people's guns, don't tell them about it. Get voted into office first, then do it. Well, this is, of course, what the left has been preaching, and progressivism says is perfectly fine and what they aim to do for decades. But you're not supposed to put it out in public for ordinary people to see and understand, just like Robert Francis O'Rourke. He wasn't supposed to tell you directly, yeah, we're going to confiscate your guns. That was supposed to be something kept under wraps until they actually do it, gradually.
Sure.
So, gently. So like turning up the heat on the frog in the water bucket. So when she came out and said directly, well, you're supposed to deceive people. You're supposed to lie to them until you get power. Then you can bring the hammer down in slightly more gentle terms. She wasn't supposed to do that, even though it is what progressive doctrine has been all about for at least 60 years, if not 100. I mean, they just say, it's all about political power. We're the elite. We should rule. And if we have to finagle and lie to people to get elected and then do the right thing, well, that's what we're going to do.
Why do you think...
She just brought it out in the open.
Yeah, but see, this didn't happen before. I like to watch Milton Friedman in debates back in the 60s and the 70s, because it was a very civil time. I can watch video of that. But those guys, the ones on the left side were really true believers in their cause, and they had not yet gotten to this whole thing about, well, we've got to subvert this, and we've got to make sure they don't know that.
I think they were outnumbered. I think that they came from an era, I'll call it directly, the Christian era. They were raised with a different set of values.
Yeah.
But they don't have any foundation. They don't believe in God, and they don't believe in Christianity, and they think anything goes. And if you keep raising people up with that background, they lose the ethics we were raised with. Oh, why shouldn't we lie? Why shouldn't we, make things up about the president to change an administration we don't? Why? It's not like there's a God out there that's going to punish us or anything. We know we're right, so anything we do to make what we want come true is ethical. It doesn't matter if we have to murder, kill, steal, lie, whatever. And I think it takes a couple generations for that to subvert the cultural set that existed when we were young. And you see it. As you say, you look at Hubert Humphrey, and I think he was one of several that said, I may disagree with what you say, but I'll fight to the death your right to say it. And now, instead, today, we have social justice warriors. What? You used the wrong term of gender for that person? Off with your head.
Why do you think that the Joy Behars and the Beto O'Rourkes and all these other people out there, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's, all of these are out there and they think there's no repercussion for stating what they bluntly want?
Well, when they went to school and the people around them, all of their authority figures said this is true and inconvertible truth. It's obvious. Nobody believes differently. If anybody believes differently, they're obviously promoting falsehoods and they're evil. So anybody who believes differently than you is evil because they don't see the obvious truth we are promoting, which, of course, they didn't allow anybody to argue about because that would be evil. So when you're raised up in this mindset where anybody who disagrees with the left is evil, and that's the way they portray it, because we're obviously right, so anybody who disagrees with us has to be obviously evil. Only an evil person would have guns, except, of course, we require the government to have them. They don't even see the contradictions in their philosophy because they don't allow for argument.
Well, now, you didn't write about this, but I'm sure you saw this. You saw that anti-gun activist who killed her children and herself, right?
Yes, I was thinking about writing about that because it's such an obvious contradiction. You know, she said people shouldn't have guns, but she kept one for herself. And then she murdered her children and committed suicide with it. Now, how did she expect the law, which she wasn't even willing to voluntarily give it up, how did she expect the law to disarm her? I mean, it's a very strange mindset. Now, she had mental problems, I'm sure.
Sure.
But I think that we find this quite a bit on people who want a disarmed population. They don't trust themselves. They don't trust themselves with anything. They don't trust themselves with money. They don't trust themselves with making decisions about what they're going to eat or where they're going to go. They want somebody else to make these decisions for them, and one of the decisions they want somebody else to make is whether or not they should be allowed to have a gun. So you have people who literally don't want any responsibility at all, and they think everybody else is like them, and so nobody should be allowed to have any responsibility. That's the way I read it. Mentally disturbed.
Do you think, And we've got about 2 minutes here. Do you think the anti-gun activists believe they would be one of some of the chosen people that would be allowed to keep guns? Because I'm sure Joy Behar thinks that she should have them, and Beto O'Rourke thinks there should be people that should be guarded.
I think there's some clear delineations in the group. There's a large number believes that they would be allowed to have guns if they want them, because, of course, they're the good guys. And as a matter of fact, when you look at totalitarian regimes, very often party members are allowed, you know, the people who are on the power side are sure allowed to have guns. It happened in the Soviet Union, and it happened with Hitler's Nazi party. If you were a party member, you could get all the guns you wanted. In both places, well, in the Soviet Union, you couldn't get all, but you were issued a gun, either a rifle or a pistol, usually. But then as the regime got more and more totalitarian, even party members started having their guns taken away. So you have the people who believe that they will, of course, be able to get guns if they want them. You have the people that know they will have the guns because they expect to be the enforcers. And then you have a fairly large group of people who really have, you know, the mental disease of hoplophobia, that is, fear of weapons, who don't want weapons and who would never want weapons and are perfectly happy not to have weapons, but they expect an armed government
right
to protect them.
We're about to run out of time. Will you be available on Friday, sir?
I expect to be.
Outstanding.
So I look forward to it.
Catch Dean's stuff at ammoland.com. That's where he, right at half of his stuff's out there, over 3,000 articles. There's a reason he's the most read man in the gun writing genre. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.